Hello and happy Mother's Day. It's time for another episode of Copacetic Sound, brought to you by CopaceticScene.com.
Right.
That was Thingy, an early project of Rob Crow, who you might know best from the San Diego band Pinback. The track was Olive Drab from the 1997 album Songs About Angels, Evil, and Running Around on Fire. And if you'd like to learn more about Rob and his many musical projects, be sure to check out the interview we did with him a few years ago, posted up on copacetic scene.com. And before that was a band called Dwindle out of Minnesota with the song Tape from their Present General Conditions EP. And that was actually a really old promo I got back in the day when Copacetic was a print scene. So that was like 10 years ago. And then at the very start of the set, in honor of Mother's Day, was the song Your Mother Wants to Know from the band Scrawl. So yes, it is Mother's Day, and if there are any moms listening, I hope you had a great day today. Since I'm not a mom, and since my own mom lives really far away, Mike and I didn't do anything too special, but we did get some thrift shopping in, and Mike found for me a copy of the first Shelleyan Orphan album, on vinyl no less, with no scratches or anything. And Shelleyan Orphan were this gorgeous duo from England who put out three albums back in the 80s. And I initially got interested in them because they were personally invited by Robert Smith to open for The Cure back during the Disintegration Tour. And actually, here's a little bit of musical trivia for you. It was during that tour that Shelleyan Orphan vocalist Caroline Crawley began dating The Cure's drummer Boris Williams, and the two ended up getting married and are apparently still together to this very day. So here's a little trip back to 1987 with Anatomy of Love from Shelleyan Orphan's debut album.
Does he still move you? Does he still make you feel that? Does he still move you? You'll find more. You'll find more. How does it feel? Does it make you feel right? How does it feel? Thank you.
came down. We couldn't imagine what it was. In the spirit of three stars, the alien thing that took its form. Then to Lebanon, oh God, the flashing at night, the sirens grow and grow. Signs and dusting from their eyes.
From K, which is the solo side project from Carla of the band Ida. Although on her last album, I think she has a full band now, but the song that you heard was from her debut solo release, New Problems, from 2001. And then before that was Sufjan Stevens with Concerning the UFO Sighting Near Highland, Illinois, from the album Illinois. And Sufjan actually has a new album coming out on July 25th titled The Avalanche, which is an outtakes and extras compilation from the Illinois sessions. And starting it all off was a little trip down memory lane for me with the band Shelley and Orphan. And yes, I am purposefully trying to avoid saying the album title because I can't pronounce it. So, as I'm sure you've all heard by now, last week, on Saturday, May 6th, Grant McLennan of the Go-Betweens passed away in his sleep. His death is such a tremendous loss to the music world, and especially to the indie pop world, since so many bands of today grew up listening to the Go-Betweens. So, in honor of his memory, I'd like to play a track from Oceans Apart, the album that they released last year. Here's a song from Grant titled No Reason to Cry, although obviously Grant's passing is a big reason to cry.
Thank you. is the speed that you go? What will it take to understand? Baby, you could never see
La Rose too.
Tomorrow is a mystery
La Rose too.
Today is all we'll ever have
La Rose
too. Remember
Philadelphia-based duo AMFM with Gone in 3 from their 2002 EP, The Sky is the New Ground. And before that was a little sneak peek at the new Brookville album. Now, I know I already played some Brookville on my last podcast, and as I mentioned back then, Brookville is a side project of Andy Chase from the New York band Ivy. And as I also mentioned 2 weeks ago, he has this new album coming out on June 13th titled Life in the Shade. The sneak preview track that you just heard was titled Nothing's Meant to Last. And for some more musical trivia, the female French singer you hear on that track is obviously not his wife and Ivy bandmate Dominique Durand, but it's actually Sabina from Brazilian Girls. And in interviews, Andy and Dominique have always been very vocal about their love for the band who was at the top of our set, the wonderful Go-Betweens. So that's it for me and this week's edition of Copacetic Sound. Mike will probably be back with you next week with another one of his awesome shows. I'm going to leave you with not one, but two songs from a band that we featured on Copacetic Zine a few years ago. A band whose name makes them entirely appropriate for the occasion, and that band is the Mommy Heads. Now, I couldn't decide between the songs Pigeon in Your Tongue from their 1992 album Coming into Beauty or the track At the Mall from the Simple Machines compilation CD The Machines, so I'm just going to play both. And even though I'm sure neither of our mothers even know what a podcast is, I do want to wish them both a very happy Mother's Day. So thank you all so much again for downloading this podcast or subscribing or just streaming it from our website. If you're listening, then you're awesome. So thanks again and see you next week.
Down the end of an old tailpipe, I thought I'd never, never see you. Your breath and your tangled hair.
I'm the pigeon in your tongue.
I sat with my curved up back, eating bread from my pocket. Your nostrils blow me in. I knew it wouldn't be long. I knew it even then. I knew
I'm the pigeon in your tongue.
I knew it. I crawled inside your lungs. Your mouth.
I'm the pigeon in your tongue.
A colony of ants. Couldn't change my mind, but that's too obvious.
My life, so I got a job. myself a cup.